Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
I hope you had a good sleep last night.
希望大家晚上都睡得好。
Now, this morning, let's read a few scriptures to start.
早上我们读几处的圣经。
And first of all, let's still start with Isaiah chapter 37.
我们还是从以赛亚书三十七章来开始。
Verses 30 to 32.
以赛亚书三十七章三十到三十二节。
Now, I think you have heard me and Eric read this so many times. This time you may want to read yourself.
你们听我们读了很多次。好不好？大家你们一起来读。
Can we read English first from 30 to 32, and then we'll read Chinese from 30 to 32?
我们先读英文，以赛亚书三十七章三十到三十二节。
So let's read it together.
请一起来读。
And Okay, praise the Lord. The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
犹太家所逃脱剩余的仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
Can we read Chinese?
我们中文来读。
From 30 to 32.
三十到三十二节，以色列人呐，我赐你们一个证据，你们今年要吃自生的。明年也要吃自长的，至于后年，你们要耕种收割，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。由大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now let's turn to first Psalm.
我们翻到诗篇第一篇。
And verses 1 through 3.
第一到第三节。
And how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in its season.And its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Yeah. And lastly, let's read a verse in the book of Judges.
我们再翻到士师记。
Judges chapter 2.
士师记。第二章
verse 7 and verse 10,
第七节还有第十节。
Okay, now let me find it first. Okay. Judges chapter 2,
士师记第二章
verse 7,
第七节。
Okay, the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua.And all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, who had seen all the great work of the Lord, which he had done for Israel.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Let's see.Okay, just a second, let me see whether it's verse 10. Okay. Verse 10. All the generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, who did not know the Lord, nor yet the work which he had done for Israel.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Now I would like to underline the second part of this verse.
特别是这节圣经后面的一半。
There arose another generation after them.
后来有别的世代兴起。
Who did not know the Lord.
他们不知道耶和华。
Nor what the Lord had done for Israel.
也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Let's bow down, have a word of prayer.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Lord, we come to your word with tremble and fear.
主啊，我们战惊恐惧来到你话语的跟前。
Because we know that you have such expectation for us.
我们实在知道你在我们身上有这样的期待。
Just years and years ago, when you named Jacob Israel.
就好像多少年以前你对于雅各对以色列名字的意义。
Yeah, you call him Israel, and you call the whole people Israel because you have an expectation for them.
你称这群百姓为以色列，因为你在他们身上有那样的期望。
Lord, when we see your will, your purpose on them, we see your purpose on us, Lord, we fear and tremble.
主啊，当我们看到你在他们身上，以色列人身上的旨意，你在我们身上的期待，我们实在战惊恐惧。
But Lord, we also remember and we also experience your God of great grace.
我们也实在经历了，你是那位大有恩慈的神。
You love your people.
你爱你的百姓。
Years ago, you love Jacob.
多少年前，你爱雅各。
The whole people.
你爱整个的雅各全家。
And today you love us.
今天你爱我们。
Without any reservation.
没有一点的保留。
Lord, it is based on your expectation.
这完全是根据你的期待。
It is also based upon your love.
也是根据你自己对我们的大爱。
That we come to you this morning with full confidence.
早上我们在信心灵里面来到你的跟前。
We know that you're going to appear yourself to us.
我们实在知道你要向我们显现。
But Lord, give us a humble heart.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
So that we can really see you.
我们能够真看见你。
So that what you said would touch our hearts.
你说的话能够摸着我们的心。
Lord, bless us this morning.
早上祝福我们。
Every single one of us needs you.
我们每个人都需要你。
You and you alone can satisfy our heart.
唯有你自己能够满足我们的心。
So Lord, also may your heart be satisfied.
也愿意你的心得着满足。
May your will be pleasing to our hearts.
让你的旨意实在能够叫我们里面得着喜悦。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this morning, our main burden is rooted in his word.
今天早上我们的负担乃是扎根在他话里面。
And brothers and sisters, in fact, without his word, there's no way for us to know him.
离开主的话，我们不能够认识他。
Because there's no description of him.
因为没有一点能够叫我们认识他，形容他的东西。
There's no record. There's no description.
因为那里没有记录，没有记载。
The only record, the only description of the Lord is in His Word.
唯一讲到主的是记载他的话当中。
So that will be our main emphasis this morning.
所以这是早上我们要着重的。
And yesterday, as you remember, we talked about rooted in Christ.
昨天我们讲到扎根在基督里。
Now we emphasize that Stephen in Acts chapter 7 had an indictment for the whole generation of Judaism.
我们讲到在《使徒行传》7章里面， 斯提凡在那里控诉了整个的犹太教。
And yes, and he said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and in ear.
他说你们这些应着景象, 心跟耳没有受隔离的人。
Do you know something?
你们知道吗?
We and our fathers have resisted the Holy Spirit.
我们跟我们的祖宗抗拒圣灵。
And then after that, he was killed.
之后他被杀。
Because Judaism couldn't stand him.
因为犹太教受不了他。
But we thank the Lord that he has said that.
我们感谢主他说了这样的话。Today,
when we think about our own condition,
今天想想我们自己的光景,
and think about the Judaism at that time and Christianity afterwards,
我们看看当时犹太教的光景跟后来基督教的光景,
and we say to the Lord, yes, Stephen is right.
我们对主说, 史蒂凡说的是对的。
Now, when it applies to us,
用在我们的身上,
brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to speak to us.
主要向我们说话。
Now, in his own word,
在他的话里面,
in his own words, called Ramas,
他向我们说的话就是Rhema。
Yeah, and how many times we really receive it with gladness?
多少次我们能够很喜欢地来接受他向我们心中说的话呢?
And willing to let that correct me.
我们让他来纠正我们。
And willing to let that to lead me.
让他的话引导我们。
And willing to let that determine my relationship with my wife.
让他来决定, 用他的话来决定我跟我妻子的关系。
And let that determine the relation between me and my brothers and sisters in the church.
让他作为我跟弟兄姊妹, 啊, 那个关系的根据。
Now, is it true that that's the case?
我们是这样的光景吗?
Or, oftentimes, we think the word of the Lord is a bother.
或者我们以为, 神的话多少时候是找我们麻烦。
That his rhemas are actually a bother to me.
这些的rhema是成为我们的麻烦。
And I would rather that the Lord would keep a distance from me.
我好像情愿主跟我保持一点距离。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
may the Lord speak to our heart.
求主向着在我们心中说话。
That we do not resist the Holy Spirit.
我们不要抗拒圣灵。
Now I'm very thankful that our brother last night so thoroughly explained the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
我非常感谢主, 我们的弟兄那样完整地把圣灵这一位向我们讲明。
And I'm also so thankful that our brother yesterday afternoon gave us such an example of following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我也很感谢主, 昨天下午我们的弟兄给我们做了一个这样的见证, 一个榜样, 人应该如何的随从圣灵。
So, brothers and sisters, we ought to surrender to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要降服在圣灵的底下。
We ought to surrender to the Rhemas of the Lord.
我们应该降服在主向我们说的话的底下。
And go one step further.
要更向前一步的。
Take that to be our treasure.
让这些成为我们的至宝。And
let that determine my life.
让这些来决定我们前面的脚步。And
do not be afraid that it will be too harsh for me.
不要惧怕,好像这条路太难走了。The
Lord is so tender.
主是那样的柔软。And
as he loved Jacob years ago.
多少年前他爱雅各。Now,
he loves you and loves me without any reservation.
今天他是那样的没有任何保留的爱你跟爱我。
So let us surrender to the Holy Spirit.
让我们降服在圣灵权柄的底下。
And let us open ourselves to His rhema.
让我们向着他对我们说的话完全的敞开。
Let it come in.
让他进来。
That there is such a free flow of communion.
让他能够自由的在我们里面运行。
And that is a way a tree can be healthy.
这乃是一棵树能够健康的成长。
Now, in my backyard, I had a camellia.
在我后园子里面有一
茶花，
有一棵茶花。
Yeah. Because I live in Los Angeles, the sun was very hot.
因为我住在洛杉矶，阳光很厉害。
And the south side of my house faces a lot of sun.
我房子的南边有很多的阳光。
So I wanted to do something quick, so I bought a camellia and put it in a 2 feet diameter pot. Planter.
我要它长得快一点，所以就把茶花放在一个两尺宽的这样的一个缸里面。
And the camellia is like the height of our brother Ting.
那个茶花好像我们丁弟兄那么高。
So I love the flower. I love the tree.
我很喜欢那个花，很喜欢这个树。
I want that tree to provide shade for my kitchen window.
我要这棵树呢来。给我的厨房的窗户有一些的影子。
And the first year was good.
第一年很好。
The second year was good.
第二年还不错。
Now early this year, the leaves, you know, started to grow yellow.
今年呢，这个叶子开始变黄了。
Now I went to my local nursery.
所以我就到附近的这个花农那里。
And then they told me.You did a foolish thing.
他就告诉我，你做了一件错事。
Camellia should not be on the south side of the house.
说呢，茶花不应该在房子的南端。
It should be on the north side of the house.
是应该种在房子的北边。
Okay, well, that seems to be a little too late.
现在好像太晚了。
Now, and then, like in the about the middle of the year, summer.
今年夏天的时候。
All the leaves are gone.
所有的叶子都掉光了。
I asked my gardener.
我就问我的园丁。
You know, he often corrects me.
他经常纠正我。
He didn't like something I did in my garden.
他不喜欢我在我花园种的东西。
And he always gave me a very severe look.
他给我一个很严肃的面孔。
So I asked him, so what happened to this tree?
我说这棵树是怎么一回事啊？
You know, he said, you know, look at.The root, too much root is on top and too little root at the bottom.
他说呢，太多的根呢生在外面，下地底下的根太少了。
And he forgot he actually planted the tree for me.
他忘了是他帮我种的这棵树。
But of course I don't argue with him.
当然我不要跟他辩论。
He's an expert.
因为他是专家嘛。
But then there's one thing true I found.
我发现有一件事情他说的对。
You know, when the tree was about to die,
当这棵树快死的时候。
Now I started to give it water very regularly.
我就拼命的浇水啊。
Sometimes I blame my wife.
有的时候我就怨我的妻子。
See, last time I went somewhere.
上一次我出门了。
And you probably didn't water.
可能你没有浇水。
So I tried to water every day.
所以我每天去浇水。
And you know something?All the water that I pour in into the planter actually flows out.
你知道我浇的水呢，通通都流到外面去了。
And in large quantity.
一很多的水流出去。
So in fact, this water did not go into the tree.
所以这个水呢，根本没有浇进这个树里面。
So I don't know. I'm only an amateur gardener.
我实在是不懂种花的。
But the fact is, whatever I give to the tree, it flows away.
但这个事实就是，我浇的水呢，通通都流走了。
The water doesn't go into the tree.
这个水呢，没有树没有吸到这些水。
You know, I think that's why this tree actually dies.
我想这个是为什么这棵树死掉。
And whatever the reason, when the root dies, the tree dies.
反正这个树。根死了，树也死了。
Last night, I was going to share something about rooted in Christ as applied to the church, to us together.
昨天我愿意交通到扎根于基督是从教会我们这群在一起这个光景来讲。
And I, of course, I didn't have time.
但我没有时间讲。
And, you know, brothers and sisters, of course, take roots downward applies to each one of us.
向下扎根是在我们每个人身上要发生的事。
And when you think about it, when you think about it, it's beautiful.
当你想到这件事情是很美丽的。
It applies to me.
因为这是关于我的。
It applies to my family.
可以应用在我家人的身上。
But let's think.
我们要想一下。
When the Lord spoke this word to Hezekiah,
当神向西西家说这话的时候，
He was speaking to him concerning the whole Israel, whole Judah and whole Israel.
他是向整个的以色列，向犹大家讲的。
So this word, take roots downward, speaks to us together.
所以这里说往下扎根是向整体讲的。
It speaks about Israel, about Judah at that time.
是对着以色列，是对着犹大家传播的人讲的。
It speaks about the church now.
是向着今天教会讲的。
So we have to see what it means to us together.
所以我们要看，对我们大家一起，这是讲什么。
Now, when I was reading the Revelation, the first two chapters of Revelation.
当我读到启示录前面两章的时候，
there is a church, the church at Sardis, very interesting.
那里有撒迪的教会啊，非常有趣的。
Now this Sardis, the church of Sardis, the Lord said that you have a name which is alive, but you're actually dead.
主对撒迪说，你们按名字是活的，其实是死的。
And that death, we know that, you know, everybody, every brother, every sister at Sardis are still there.
你知道撒迪的教会的弟兄姊妹还在那里。
So it's not talking about their physical death.
并不是说他们身体啊，就是具体的身体的死亡。
And it talks about the death of spiritual life.
是讲到属灵生命的死亡。
In another word,
换句话说，
It talks about the measure of Christ in the church.
是讲到基督在教会里面的度量。
So, according to name, you are alive, but then actually you are dead.
说，按名你是活的，其实是死的。
And we thank the Lord, the name of the church is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们感谢赞美主，教会的名字乃是耶稣基督自己。
So his name is alive.
他的名是活的。
And yet, his measure in the church is gone.
但是他在教会里面的亮度完全失掉了。
You cannot find the Lord Jesus in the church.
你在教会里面找不到基督。
And then Sardis, this is chapter 3. I want to mention to you, this is chapter 3 of Revelation, the very beginning.
这是启示录第三章一开始那里讲的。
And then, see, not only that it says that you are dead, but even this much things that are still alive is also dying.
他说，就算那剩下的也将要衰微。
It means there is a little bit measure of Christ in the church is reducing, is going away.
就算剩下那么一点点基督的度量。也在说为也在死掉了。
And then further it says, whatever your works and in the eyes of God is not perfect.
就是说，见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
In another word, none of this thing satisfies the heart of God.
换一句话说，这一切所行的没有一点满足神的心。
So to me, it's like my camellia.
对我来讲，就好像我家的那棵茶花一样。
The camellia is still there.
那个茶花树还在那里。
But the life of camellia is no longer there.
但是茶花树的生命已经没有了。
And for the few months when I was watching the tree is gradually dying.
我那几个月看着这棵树，它是 渐渐的死去。
It's a sad situation.
是一个很悲惨的光景。
So, and then the Lord said,
然后主说，
You know, you should come back.
你们要回转。
You have to think.
你们要回想。
At the beginning, how you have heard.
你们一开始是怎样听见的？
So the Lord gave them a way to come back.
所以主给他们一条回转的路。
You have to think how you have heard at the very beginning.
所以你们要回想你们一开始怎样领受怎样听见
的。Now when we read the Sardis story,
当我们读撒迪的故事
and it's very very clear the Holy Spirit did not have authority in them.
很清楚圣灵在那里没有权柄。
Because at the very beginning when the Lord appeared to them, the Lord says, you know, I am the God who in his hand holds the seven spirits and the seven stars.
主向他们显现的时候说我是那有神七灵和七星的。
So the sevenfold spirit is none other than the Holy Spirit himself.
这神的七灵就是圣灵。
So the Lord actually at the very beginning implied that you lack this.
所以主一开始就告诉他们你们缺少这一样。
So the Lord says you have to think how you have heard at the beginning.
所以主就说你们要回想你们是一开始怎么听见的。
And brothers and sisters, let's pay attention. The Lord did not say you have to think what you have heard at the very beginning.
一开始主没有说你们要去想你们听到什么。
Now, if we think what we have heard at the beginning,
如果我们只是想到我们一开始听到什么
you can preach the whole lecture.
你可以在那里讲篇道。
You say, I have heard this, I have heard a lot.
我听了这样那样听了许多。
They are all here in my mind.
都在我的头脑里面。
But that's not what the Lord said.
但这不是主说的。
The Lord said, you have remembered how.
主说你们要回想你们是怎样听见的。
How?
怎样
means there is a how. Now with that, everything is fine.
哦，在那里有一个是怎样，如果你有那个样子就可以了。
Now, the church at Sardis, that how is lost.
如今撒提的教会失去了那个样式。
Now, what is that how?
那个怎样是什么呢？
Now, as the Lord in the very beginning of this letter,He said, I am the God who has in my hand seven spirits.
主说我那有神的七灵和七星的。
So, brothers and sisters, I don't have time to go into this, but I want to tell you, this is how I understand it.
弟兄姊妹，我没有时间细讲，但是我可以告诉你，我是这样领会的。
The church is not right.
教会的光景不对。
Therefore, brothers and sisters are not right.
所以弟兄姊妹的光景也不对。
So, what is the thing that the Lord asked of Sardis Church?
神问撒迪教会的是什么呢？
The Lord wants that His Christ, Jesus, is the head of the church.
神要基督耶稣做教会的元首。
Now, if that is not right,
如果这件事情不存在，
nothing can be right.
什么都不对。
Nothing can be right. And then brothers and sisters' spiritual life will go down the drain.
什么事情都不对，弟兄姊妹属灵的光景也一塌糊涂。
Second thing.
第二点。
The real authority of the Sardis Church ought not to be with men.
撒迪教会的权柄不是在人的手中。
The authority in the Sardis Church ought to be the Holy Spirit.
撒迪教会的权柄应该是圣灵。
Our brother mentioned last night.
昨天晚上我们弟兄提到。
At the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候。
The Holy Spirit is sent down.
圣灵降临。
And baptized people into his church.
把人进成他的教会。
And even more.
不单是这样。
The Holy Spirit comes down to reign in the church.
圣灵在教会当中掌权。
From that point on,
从那个时候开始，
He is the ruler of the church.
他是教会的掌权者。
All the apostles listen to him.
所有的使徒都听他的话。
So, brothers and sisters, at our church, if the Holy Spirit is not reign. It's not the authority.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的聚会当中，如果圣灵不是权柄，不是圣灵掌权，
nothing can be right.
什么事情都不对。
Then the spiritual life of brothers and sisters will go down the drain.
弟兄姊妹，属灵生命的光景就一塌糊涂。
And the third thing.
第三点。
Because the Lord says, remember what you have heard. Remember how you have heard.
主的话说，你要回想你们是怎样听见的。
Heard.
听见。
So it has to do with the word of God.
是与神的话有关。
Now do we honor the word of God or do we not?
我们有没有尊重神的话还是不尊重他的话。
Or do we see the word of God and think, whatever I like, I take, whatever I don't like, I put it on the shelf.
或者是我们得到神的话，我喜欢的就听，不喜欢的就放在一边。
Or when I see the word of God, I cut corners here and there.
或者我看到神的话，我在这里那里走捷径。
Or do we really respect the word of God?
或者我们真正的尊重神的话。
Now these three things.
这三点。
There may be more, you know, when we think about there may be more, but to me, there's three things. Lord Jesus has to be the head of the church.
可能还有其他的点，但对我来讲，最重要的是这三点。耶稣基督必须是元首。
Now in everything, the Holy Spirit has to have authority.
在凡事上，圣灵要有权柄。
And then the Word of God has to have authority.
神的话在我们当中要执掌王权。
And each one of them, each one of us has to respect His Word.
我们每个人要尊重他的话。
Now if this is not true,
如果不是这样的话，
the tree dies.
树就会死。
The spiritual life of the church dies.
教会属灵的生命就会死掉。
The measure of Christ would be gone.
基督的度量就会失掉。
So, brothers and sisters, rooted in Christ is even more important for His church.
扎根在基督里，对于教会来讲是那么的重要。
Remember, the church is His church, not your church or my church. It's His church.
你要记得，教会不是你的，不是我的，是他的。
Now, all of us, you know, the Lord will hold us accountable.
你知道，我们要向主负责的。
Because He has given us representation.
因为他让我们来代表他。
Now, in the old time, Israel is the only nation that the Lord has entrusted His representation.
因为那个时代，唯有以色列，他能够代表神。
And the Lord did not give the representation to Nebuchadnezzar.
所以神没有把代表的权柄给拿布加尼撒、尼布加尼撒
，or Persia，
或者给波斯
，or any other nation，
或者其他的国度。
Israel and Israel alone，
只给了以色列。
Now today，
今天
，the Lord did not give the responsibility of representation to anybody else。
神没有把代表他的权柄给了任何其他的人。
He has only given that to His church。
他只给了他的教会。
And that's what we call testimony。
这就是我们讲的见证。
So brothers and sisters。He will hold us accountable.
弟兄姊妹，他要我们负责任。
Now, of course, He will give us grace to hold His testimony.
当然，他给我们恩典来为他做见证。
But we have to be very serious about.
但是我们要非常的严肃对这件事情。
Now, let me say something, because to my younger brothers and sisters here.
对年轻的弟兄姊妹来讲
，You know, the upper generation, including me, and to a lesser extent, including Eric,
就是
we will die one day.
我们那个年代。
We will die. We will, one day, we will leave this world.
我们很快啊，就要离开世界。
May not be that quick for you, but it's not for me.
差不多吧。
And many of you are like 30 years younger than I.
很多人呢比我年轻三十年。
And your generation says 30 years younger than our generation.
你们比我们这个年代要年轻三十年。
Now this, the Lord would look to you to hold His testimony.
神要你们为他持守见证。
The Lord would look to you to carry on this thing that He thinks is precious.
神要你们来坚持他以为宝贵的。
The Lord wants you 30 years later, when this upper generation is gone, the Lord wants you to hold Jesus Christ to be the head of the church.
30年之后，当上面这一代过去以后，他要你们能够持守耶稣基督为元首的见证。
The Lord wants you to respect the Holy Spirit.
主要你们尊重圣灵。
In His church,
在他教会的里面。
The Lord wants you to respect His work in the church.
主要你们在他的教会里面尊重他的话。
The Lord wants you to hold the integrity of His word.
主要你们持守他话语的尊严。
And no corner is cut.
不能够除掉任何的话语，不能够走捷径。
So,It's a tremendous responsibility.
这实在是一个很重大的责任。
Now I say 30 years, when you think about it, it's much shorter than that.
30年呢，很短的。
And the reality is shorter than 30 years.
其实这个实际呢，没有30年那么长。
Now, brothers and sisters, today, when we have a chance,
今天如果我们有机会的话，
serve and learn to serve.
服侍，学习服侍。
In His house,
在神的教会里面，
and that is consistent with the purpose of God.
这是与神的旨意是一致的。
And the Lord will give you grace to serve and to learn to serve.
神给你们恩典，叫你们去服侍，叫你们来学习服侍。
When you face this, you face this with humility.
当你面对这样的事情的时候，我们实在觉得自己要带着谦卑的心。
And the Lord will give you grace.To learn.
主给我们恩典来学习。
And gradually you will know the importance that Jesus is the head. Christ is the head of the church.
渐渐你就会知道基督是教会的元首的重要性。
Now in the process of serving, you will realize how important it is to have the Holy Spirit have the authority in our midst.
在你服侍的过程的里面，你就会觉得教会基督是教会的元首，在我们当中是多么的重要。
And how important it is that we uphold the God's words to the highest place.
我们能够在教会的里面高举主自己的话，是多么的重要。
So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to rise up and serve in His house.
我愿意弟兄姊妹，你们起来，在神的家里面侍奉。
The Holy Spirit will lead you.
圣灵会引导你们如何的服侍。
It does not matter whether you speak on the pulpit.
你不一定要站讲台。
Or if you just wash the toilets in the bathroom.
或者你只是在会所里面清洁厕所。
To Lord Jesus, it's the same.
对于主来讲，这都是一样的服侍。
You serve in His house.
因为你在他的家里面服侍。
My master is good.
我的主人是好的。
And His house is good.
他的家是那样的美好。
You know, I serve His house, I am happy.
我侍奉神，我侍奉神的家，我里面喜乐。
That's good enough for me.
对我来讲，这已经够了。
And brothers and sisters, when we are young, we tend to complain.
弟兄姊妹，当我们年幼的时候，我们愿意投诉、埋怨。
It's very easy.
我们很容易啊，埋怨发怨言很容易的。
My grandson, I don't want to mention which he is because he will get hurt.
我的孙子，我不要说是哪一个孙子，不要他受伤。
And actually, all of them could get hurt.
他们每一个人都会受伤。
They always think kind of it's not fair.
他们经常说这不公平。
How come my brother? is not doing this, and I have to do this.
为什么我的哥哥弟弟不要做，要我去做？
How come he doesn't have to say sorry? I have to say sorry.
为什么我要说对不起，他不用说呢？
And how come he can play, and I must work?
为什么他可以玩耍，我要做这个事情？
But in the mind of the father,
但从父亲的角度来讲，
there's a reason for you to wash the toilet in the bathroom.
叫你去洗厕所是有它的原因。
And after you do that, you grow.
当你做完这件事情之后，你就成长了。
Prior to that, you were Jacob.
做这事情以前你是雅各。
Now after that, you started to become Israel.
你做完以后，你就开始变成以色列了。
Prior to that, you are a baby.
之前你是一个婴孩。
After that, you start to be a son.
做完以后，你渐渐的做儿子了。
So, brothers and sisters, do not despise the cross.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻视十字架。
And do not complain.
不要埋怨。
See, when we complain, we see me.
当你埋怨的时候，你看到你自己。
And also, another thing, brothers and sisters, do not be cynical.
弟兄姊妹，还有一件事情，不要在那里
cynical 是
那个
是不相信。
不要不相信。
Yeah, cynical means this. Cynical means, all these things that you brothers are saying, I heard it.But I really don't believe it.
所以你们弟兄们所讲的这些话，我听到了，但我实在不相信。
See, you tell us to serve the Lord with smile, but you don't serve the Lord with smile.
你告诉我们要带着笑容来服侍，但是你们却没有笑容。
And you tell me to wash the dishes and to be joyous to serve.And I don't see any joy in you.
你们告诉我要带着喜乐来服侍，但是我在你们身上看不到笑容。
And you think you tell me, brother, that the Holy Spirit ought to be ought to have authority, but I really don't see Holy Spirit has authority in you.
你们告诉我们让圣灵掌权，但是我看不到。在你们身上，圣灵在掌权。
So this must be not serious.
这件事情一定不是很严肃的。
This may be a fake.
这可能是虚假的。
Now we just go through the motion.
我们只不过是说说而已。
Brothers and sisters, how many times, especially when we are smart,
多少时候，特别是这些聪明的人
，This is what we may think.
我们可能这样想。
You are not satisfied with the things you see.
你看到的事情你不满意。
And then you say the Lord must not be serious about this.
我们也会讲，可能主也不是很认真的说这些话。
And things what we see in this brother and that sister is not that true.
我们说的这些话，在这个弟兄姊妹，在那个人身上，好像并不是这样。
So this Bible must be just another cookbook.
这个圣经啊，好像另外一个这个
食谱
一样。
Yeah. You say that's being cynical.
这好像说是嘲笑的话，讥笑的话。
Yeah. My young brothers among young sisters, I think this is a problem for us.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，对我们来讲这是一个问题。
We don't take serious about these things because we have seen something we don't like.
我们不以主说的这些话为严肃，因为我们看到一些我们不喜欢的这样的榜样。
And then we think this is all going through the motion.
我们以为这只不过是形式化而已。
Brother and sister,You know where the problem is?
你知道这个问题在哪里？
The problem is when we are cynical, we only see men.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里嘲笑 做讥诮的人的时候，我们只是看到人。
You have great reason to be cynical.
你可能很有道理，你这样有讥诮的态度。
And that these brothers and sisters are really not perfect.
这些弟兄姊妹他们实在是不完全。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to see God instead of seeing these people.
叫我们注视他自己，而不是注视这些人。
And to see what he said, what the Lord said.
叫我们去看主说什么。
Look at him instead of look at man.
注视主，不要光注视人。
And just like our brother shared yesterday afternoon.
就好像昨天下午我们弟兄交通的。
And be still, because I am God.
你们要安静，知道我是神。
So when we turn our eyes to God instead of to man.
当我们转眼注视耶稣而不看人的时候。
Then you can accept the weakness of your brother.
你能够接受弟兄姊妹的软弱。
You can accept the weakness of your sister.
你可以容忍弟兄你姊妹们的软弱。
Yet your faith toward that God has not changed.
但是你对着主就你没有改变。
So it's very hard for me to explain this word cynical.
我很难解释这个讥笑这个字。
But you know what I mean.
你知道我的意思。
Do not be cynical.
不要这个嘲笑式的来看。
Look at the Lord and have mercy on your brothers and sisters.
专注在主的身上，对着你的弟兄姊妹带着怜悯。
And also, do not complain.
不要埋怨。
When we complain, I look at myself.
当我在那里埋怨的时候，我就看我自己。
Lord, look, I have suffered so much.
主啊，我受过这么多的苦。
Lord, why do you do these things to me?
主啊，你为什么叫我这样？
So,Let's learn to turn our eyes on the Lord.
我们学习转眼望耶稣。
The Lord, you make this thing happen to me. You must have a reason.
主啊，你叫这些事情临到我，我知道有你的原因。
I have to stop this discussion at this point.
我需要把这一段把这些话停在这里。
But my young brothers and sisters, remember,
年轻的弟兄姊妹,
very, very soon, that the Lord will entrust his lampstand to you.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，很快很快，主就把灯台交付给你们。
The Lord wants you to uphold his son, Jesus Christ, as the head of the church.
主要你们举起耶稣基督做教会的元首。
The Lord wants you to make that a reality, which is the Holy Spirit has the authority in His church.
主要你们带出那个实际，圣灵在你们的当中是教会的权柄。
The Lord wants you to hold the integrity of His word among the world.
主要你们在世人面前把基督耶稣的话的尊严显出来。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let's rise up and take that responsibility.
让我们起来接受这个责任。
Learn to serve.
学习侍奉。
In humility.
哦，谦卑的学习。
Okay. This morning, the remaining of the time, I want to mention several things.
早上余下的时间我要讲几点。
Now, the first thing is, you know, when we live in this world, we have always have to struggle with doubts.
当我们活在地上，我们一直就为着因着疑惑啊，因着我们
if you don't
疑惑，我们这个有挣扎。
If you don't have doubts, the world will put doubts in your mind.
如果你心里面没有疑惑的话，世界也把这些怀疑的疑惑的心思放在你里面。
About the word of God.
就是叫你们怀疑神的话。
Now, I want to give you one example.
我要给你们一个例子。
It happened to me.
是在我身上发生的。
And that actually struck me down.
就把我打倒了。
That the word of God stays in heaven.
神的话安定在天。
So this is one thing I want to mention to you.
我要跟你们讲。
And the second thing I want to mention to you after this is I want to mention that there is an angle. From that angle, we look at the word of God.
我要跟你们强调第二点，就是要从一个角度来看神的话。
Now, what is the right angle to look at the word of God?
我们应该是从哪一个角度来看神的话？
The Bible is this thick.
圣经那么厚。
Now, 2,000 years, you can read this Bible from many different angles. Read this Bible from many, many different angles.
你可以从不同的角度来读这一卷圣经。
But there is one angle I think is necessary.
但是有一个角度是必须要有的。
So I will mention that.
我要提这一点。
And then after that, I would like to mention some, I think it's very fruitful attitude. With that, we read his word.
还有一点就是说，你们要有一个特别的态度，这样来读神的话的话，就非常能够结果子。
Yeah. And then, after that, I hope that we have time that the Lord will show us the depth of His word.
如果有时间，我继续要讲神话语的深度。
There is something called the word of the cross.
那我们讲到十字架的道理。
And there is also something called the word of my patience, my endurance.
或者是说讲到忍耐的道理。
Of his endurance.
是他忍耐的话。
Yeah. And then there is also the word of their testimony.
然后就讲到见证的道。
Yeah. And it's I hope that the Lord will give us time to finish that.
希望主能够给我们有足够的时间来分享。
Now, first of all, the integrity of His word.
就是讲到他话的尊严。
Now, let's read one verse.
我们读一处的圣经。
Very beginning of the Bible.
在圣经一开始。
The Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
起初神创造天地。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you go to the world,
弟兄姊妹，如果你在世界里面，
Now, if you go to the universities,
你去读大学，
you go to high school even,
甚至在高中，
I don't think people will discuss this very often.
我相信他们不再谈论这句话。
Now, first of all, for the unbelievers, this is not true.
对于不信的人来讲，这不真实。
And even for the believers, we take this word by faith, but then in the very bottom of our heart, we say, "Well, Lord, there's no evidence."
就算对于信主的人，我们信这些话，但是我们觉得好像证据不够。
And it says very beginning.
这位说到起初
God created heaven and created earth.
神创造了天，神创造了地。
Now, I grew up, my parents were not believers.
我的父母都是不信主的。
Now, I grew up as an unbeliever.
我是在不信的环境里面长大。
And I went to schools.
我读书。
And I like math and I like science.
我喜欢数学，喜欢科学。
And at the end, I studied engineering.
然后呢，我就学工程。
And I like to see evidence.
我喜欢看到证据。
So when I became a believer,
当我信主之后，
by the grace of the Lord,
借着因着神的恩典，
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我是一个罪人，蒙了主恩。
And I take this word for granted.
我就这样白白的得到了。
And in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
我就是这样说，起初神创造天地。
And I don't question it. But deep down, I felt that, you know, I believe, but I can't see. I cannot see.
在我心的深处, 我说我信,
and when I tried to look over the history,
当我看过去的历史,
the great thinkers of the world,
世界上这些伟大的思想家,
they always avoid this subject.
他们都避开这个题目,
because how can you tell?
你们怎么能够说明呢?
For the Christians, they thank the Lord, they have faith, they take this as given.
对于基督徒来讲，我们感谢主，他们就是这样照当全收。
For unbelievers, they will say, you know, you Christians, you just make yourself feel comfortable.
不信主的人说。 基督徒啊，你们就是自己来安慰自己。
Yeah, and use this to comfort yourself.
用这些话来安慰你们自己。
And then I started to hear this word about Big Bang.
然后我就会听到这个大爆炸。
And when I went through college, and I thought, well, this is a good thought.
我上大学的时候，我说这个想法不错。
And I always thought that this is a secondary topic in physics.
我就是觉得这是物理里面的一些的讲论。
And it's a secondary, it's not important.
这是物理里面一些次要的题目，不是最基本的。
And in Chinese, we say a side door subject.
这个中文说这是旁门左道。
Right, brother, thank you very much. Yeah. 旁门左道, yeah, and but then, and certainly I don't understand it.
我们不明白.
And there was one year I went to Geneva.
有一年我到日内瓦去.
And this is for the company.
是出差.
And then there was this. They have a there's an accelerator in between Switzerland and France.
在 瑞士跟法国当中有一个加速器。
Yeah, and on Sundays they were open for people to see one of their buildings.
所以星期天他们 开门供人去参观。
It's a museum of science.
是 科学博物馆。
Yeah, and it's right by that accelerator.
就是在这个加速器旁边。
And I went there.
Yeah, 我就跑到那里去。
And to my amazement, the whole big wall there's a picture.
哦，这个墙上。 有一幅很大的图画,
and it talks about the whole timeline of the universe.
就讲到整个, 宇宙的, 发展的时间表,
and there was a beginning.
那里有一个开始,
and it's called Big Bang.
说那是大爆炸,
and then, you know, what the first few fractions of a second?
就是在, 头, 几分之秒的, 那一, 点的时间,
and then when time goes on,
然后就讲到时间, 怎么样的,
and then until today,
直到如今,
then I realized this Big Bang is not a 旁门左道.
我就发现这个大爆炸不是一个旁门左道的道理.
It is to the physicist, it is now becoming the fundamental things.
对物理学家来讲，这是一个最 基本的理论.
So I started to pay some attention.
所以我就, 注意一下.
Later, I realized that,
后来我就发现,
you know, the whole history of this Big Bang is about one whole century.
也就是说，这个大爆炸的历史啊, 是有100年那么久.
Yeah, the beginning of this thought is from Albert Einstein.
因为一开始是爱因斯坦,
it is at the beginning of the century, of the last century.
就是上一个世纪一开始, 爱因斯坦所提出来的。
Now, after he had this thing called general, after he had this thing called special relativity.
当他开始讲到相对论的时候,
yeah, and then later he has this thing called general relativity.
然后呢, 他一开始是讲特定的相对论, 后来他就讲到一般的相对论。
My brother is so good. Thank you very much. And it's nothing but an equation.
这只不过是一个方程式.
And there were two young men, one in Russia and the other in Belgium. The question is so hard to solve, to The equations are so hard to solve.
因为这个方程式是很难解决的。
Now these,
一个在苏联的，一个在比利时的年轻人。
They solved it.
他们就把这两套方程式解开了。
And after they solve it, they come to the alarming realization that if this is true,
当他们解出这两条难题的时候，就引起了一个很大的一个争论。
That the universe has a beginning.
宇宙是有开始的。
Now there's at the very beginning there's everything is condensed into very 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 small plate small thing.
一开始所有的东西都压缩在一个很小的东西里面。
And prior to that there was nothing.
在这之前什么都没有。
Absolutely nothing.
什么都没有。
But after that everything comes up.
这个事情之后，事情都出来了。
Like an explosion.
好像一个很大的爆炸。
Now these two young men, they separately in different ways show their result to Einstein.
这两个年轻人，他们从不同的角度把这个结果告诉爱因斯坦。
Einstein didn't believe it.
爱因斯坦也不相信。
He said, "You know, your math is good."
他说你的数学不错
but your physics is lousy.
但是你的物理啊一塌糊涂
and Einstein himself fudged the equation and put in a constant to explain.
爱因斯坦呢就把这个方程式呢就塞到这个解释的里面就解释出来
he put something in there try to explain it. He put something that he doesn't even believe is true. He put some constant over there.To try to explain.
他就把一个特别的质数放在里面，就是勉强的他自己都不相信的，把它解释出来。
But in a few years,
在几年之后
the truth is bigger than Einstein.
这个实际的事情呢，比爱因斯坦想象的更大。
Now there's this an astronomer by the name of Hubble.
在这里有这个天文学家叫哈勃。
Now He actually started to, in Pasadena, he started to see the universe is actually, all these stars are actually expanding.
他就在Pasadena 那里就发现呢这些星球一直在这里发展。
That's a big discovery in astronomy.
在天文学来讲这是一个很大的发现。
And then Einstein started to realize there's some truth in what these two young men said.
所以爱因斯坦就才领会那两个年轻人所领会的有一些真实的东西。
Now Einstein is very wise.
爱因斯坦很有智慧。
Now he surrendered to the truth.
他向真理投降。
And then he said,
That, 他说
，Yeah, these two young men, they are right.
这两个年轻人说的对。
But you know, brothers and sisters, this idea, the universe has a beginning, is a very strange new idea.
你知道吗？他们发现宇宙有一个起源，这是一个很奇怪的想法。
The wisest man in the world over history would not think that way.
历史里面最有智慧的人，他们都不会这样想。
And the Chinese wouldn't think that way.
中国人也不这样想。
The Greeks won't think that way.
希腊人也不这样想。
None of the great thought philosophers would think that way.
这个所有这些伟大的思想家、哲学家都不这么想。
But these few people now realize that the Earth has a beginning. Now the whole universe has a beginning.
这几个人就发现宇宙是有一个起源的。
Then the other scientists they don't like this. They don't like this.
那其他的科学家他不喜欢这种讲法
，because it doesn't sound right，
因为好像不太对劲。
It's not consistent with what they felt before。
这跟他们以前的感觉不一样。
It's not consistent with what they believed before。
这跟他们以前的相信的东西不一样。
So they some of them started to develop other theories to say, hey, look, the universe doesn't have a beginning。
所以呢，他们就开始一个新的理论，说宇宙是没有一个起源的。
Yeah, and then they have various people have various theories.
所以不同的人就有不同的理论。
And they say, oh, the world, the Earth sometimes shrink, sometimes expand, and then shrink again, and expand again.
他们就说这个地球有的时候膨胀，有的时候缩小，有的时候膨胀。
Yeah, the universe.
那是讲到宇宙。
So whatever the idea is, the universe has no beginning.
他们的意思就是宇宙没有一个起源。
When you look further,
当你继续深一步看
，you find the real, real reason in the guts of them.
你就是发现在他们心底里面那个真正的那个原因呢？
What if the earth, the universe really has a beginning?
如果宇宙真是有一个起源的话，
then the first word of the Bible is right.
那圣经里面的头一句话就是准确的。
So over the whole century,
所以在过去这一百年里面，
from almost the first 10 years of 1900to the last 10 years of 2000.
所以从十九世纪头十年到结尾这十年。
Now you started to see, but there are people who, for the sake of science, started to look from different angles at this question.
所以这些的科学家就从不同的角度来看这个问题。
Now it would be too long. I can't tell you all the history.
我不能够讲这些所有的历史。
It is big debate.
这个有很大的辩论。
Is Big Bang right or is Big Bang wrong?
大爆炸说法是对还是不对？
Does the universe have a beginning or the universe has no beginning?
宇宙是有一个开始或者是没有一个开始？
At the very, very beginning of the century, of the 20th century,
在二十世纪一开始的时候，
zero person believed the Earth, the universe has a beginning.
当时没有任何的科学家认为宇宙是有开始、起源的。
Now Einstein is the one that started this.
爱因斯坦是开始这个意念的。
And to the middle of the century, of the 20th century,
到二十世纪中叶的时候，
now there are about maybe 30-40% of the scientists started to believe that yes, Big Bang is right.
可能有百分之三四十的科学家认为大爆炸是对的。
It is because of the evidence that are found in various channels, various angles looking at it.
是因为从不同的角度发现一种不同的证据。
But the fight went on for a whole century.
但这一个争执延长了整个世纪。
Now on the surface, it is the issue of evidence.
在表面上来看是讲到凭据。
But in the gut, it is the issue of whether the universe has a beginning.
但心底里面的问题就是说宇宙有没有一个起源。
And you read some of the books, you will find.
如果你读一些书，你会发现。
Those very noble scientists.
那些很出名的科学家。
And they are real. They are real.
他们是真诚的。
But many of them.
但很多人呢。
They find it incredible.
他们发现实在是不可思议的。
How could the universe have a beginning?
宇宙怎么可能有一个起源呢？
If that is true,
如果是这样的话，
then the Bible must be right.
那圣经就对了。
Big fight there.
哦，很大的辩论。
Now, at the end,
最后，
toward the, I think 1994,
到1994年左右。
Now, at that time, there was a satellite that was sent up for almost 3 years or 4 years.
那边有人造卫星发射出三四年了。
It's the name is Cosmic Background. Cosmic Background.
就是宇宙的背景。
Explorer.
这个去发现宇宙的背景。
Yeah, is that the name? That's the name of the satellite.
就是这个卫星的名字是这样。
And the principal investigator is a professor at Berkeley.
这个最主要的这个人物呢是在伯克莱的一个教授。
His name is George Smoot.
他叫做George Smoot.
Yeah. And so that satellite went, you know, outside the world, you know, in the low orbit, and the whole purpose is to look at the sky.
那个人造卫星出去在低层的轨道那里就是看这个外太空。
Yeah, for 4 years.
在那里环绕了四年。
So after that,
这个之后
，and I think in 1994 they announced the result of the whole investigation.
所以九四年他们就宣布他们整个考察的结论。
And that it is that the whole experiment is for the purpose of resolving whether Big Bang is right or wrong.
这个整个的实验是环绕着说大爆炸。的理论到底准不准确？
So Professor Smoot, he actually announced this result in New York.
所以这个史默教授在纽约就宣布这个结论。
And the announcement is only about 5 minutes.
他的宣布只有五分钟。
And then the issue was, the issue there, what the experiment was trying to find is, if Big Bang is true, then all over the sky, all over the sky, you should see traces of lumps of things.
所以如果大爆炸的理论是准确的话，在整个的太空你就发现那里有点点滴滴的东西。
Because after the explosion, many, many, many years ago, these things are all over the sky.
因为在那么多之年前的大爆炸，有就有许多的这些的碎点在整个的太空里面。
So that day he made the announcement.
那天他这样的一个宣布。
He showed the picture of the result.
他把那个他们实验的报告那个图画。
And remember,
展览出来。
Those are astronomers.
那些你记得，这都是天文学家。
And in the among the astronomers, there is a culture.
在天文学家里面有这样的一个文化。
Most of them are unbelievers, atheists.
多数的人都是无神。
It is not fashionable to talk about God.
如果你在那里讲到神呢，实在是不合潮流。
Right, it's a 中文讲大逆不道。I mean, it's not right to talk about God.
这个，如果你讲到神呢，你就是大逆不道的。
Yeah, this is the culture of astronomers.
这是天文学家的文化。
Now that day,
那天
，George Smoot,
这个史默教授
，he showed the result.
他把这个结论展明出来。
And it's condensed in one picture.
就浓缩出一幅图画。
And finally, he said.
最后他说。
He said, if you are religious,
如果你是有信仰的话,
then this is the face of God.
这是神的面孔。
Now you translate into their astronomer's language.
如果你翻译成他们天文学家的话,
this is the evidence of God.
这是有神的证据。
And, After all, that they all blame him. All the astronomers blame him.
之后呢，所有的天文学家都在控诉他。
And he said, "What I said, what I have said."
他说我说了的，我已经说了。
He said, "I thought about this whole night last night."
我昨天晚上想了一个晚上。
This is the most important thing.
这句话是最重要的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Big Bang means. The universe has a beginning.
大爆炸说出了宇宙有一个起源。
Prior to that, there was absolutely nothing.
在这之前什么都没有。
Now after that, there is everything.
之后什么都有了。
Look at your nail.
看看你的指甲。
Look at this water.
看看这瓶水。
The ingredients here in my nail.
就在我指甲里面的这些的原料
The ingredient in this water
在水里面的这些的原料
They were all created at that single instance
都是在那一刻里面被创造的
Prior to that, there was absolutely nothing
在之前什么都没有
After that, there is everything
之后样样都有
There's no other creation
没有其他的创造。
This is the creation.
这乃是那唯一的创造。
From that point on.
从那个时刻开始。
The word creation.
创造这个字。
You start to see that in the writings of these astronomers.
你就发现在这些天文学家的写作里面就有了这个创造这个字。
That word. The word is, you're not supposed to write about that word. Creation.
本来根本你就不应该用创造这个字。
You're not supposed to use this word creation.
你不应该用创造这个词。
You're not supposed to use this word create.
你不能够用创造这个动词。
Because this is science.
因为我们现在是讲科学啊。
But now it's different.
现在不一样了。
You cannot not use this word creation.
你不能够不用创造这个字。
Because the earth, the universe is indeed created.
因为这个宇宙是被造的。
Prior to that, there was nothing.
在之前 什么都没有。
After that, there is everything.
之后什么都有了。
And once for all.
而且一次就成就了。
There is no second creation.
那里没有第二次的创造。
Now the scientists continue not to mention God.
这些科学家他们继续不提神的名字。
But for me,
对我来讲
啊、I thank the Lord.
我感谢神。
You know, previously it was by faith.
之前是凭信。
Now, I can see with my own eyes.
现在我可以亲眼看见。
That God's word is right.
神的话是准确的。
It stays in heaven.
神的话安定在天。
So, brothers and sisters, I have no doubt that when you are in school, when you go out to work, even in high school, people think God is not fashionable, and you are a wimp if you think about God.
弟兄姊妹，当你们在工作、在学校、甚至在高中的时候，讲到有神，这是不合常流的。
But no one, after a whole century of scientific investigation, no one can deny that the whole universe is created.
但是经过一个世纪的研究辩论，没有人再能够否定宇宙是有起源的。
And for us who believe,
对我们信主的人，
it is God who created heaven and earth.
是神创造了天地。
There's no way that people cannot believe it.
人不能够否认。
So, Francis, why I'm saying this?
弟兄姊妹，我要讲的。
This Bible, the Word of God, is of absolute integrity.
神的话，这本圣经是绝对的，有尊严的。
Sometimes we read it, we don't understand.
有的时候我们读，我们不明白。
But don't give up.
不要放弃。
You have to believe.
你们要信。
That He is right.
他说的话是对的。
Now His word is right.
他的话是准确的。
Just at this minute, I don't understand.
在这一时刻，可能你不明白。
But I have to hold the word of God to utmost respect.
但是我要高举神的话，要尊重他。
Brothers and sisters, that's the absolute necessary attitude that we have to have toward His Word.
这是我们对于神的话必须要有的绝对的态度。
Now, of course, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. This is very remote, so many years ago.
起初神创造天地，这是很久以前很远发生的事情。
But then when we come to the New Testament,
但是当我们回到新约，
everything that God said,
神所说的每一句话
affects your life and my life,
影响你跟我的一生。
You can touch it.
你可以碰到它。
You can touch it in daily life.
你可以在每天的生活的里面接触到它。
It's not 15 billion years ago.
不是150亿年前的事情。
It is present day.
是今天。
Right? The Lord Jesus is my Lord.
耶稣基督是我的主。
He loves me.
他爱我。
Now he, you know, in him, I see grace and truth.
在他里面，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Now, in him is life.
生命在他里面。
The life is the light of man.
这生命就是人的光。
Brothers and sisters, these things are so dear to our heart, so close to our life.
弟兄姊妹，这些的东西对我们来讲是那么宝贵，在我们生命里面是那样的能够接触到的。
It is not 15 billion years ago.
这不是150亿年前的事。
It is something you put your hands out, you can touch.
这是你伸手可以摸触摸到的。
And John said,
约翰说，
you know, what we have heard, what we have behold, and what we have used our hands to touch on, Jesus Christ, the word of life.
所以约翰告诉我们说， 我们亲手能够摸到，亲眼能够看到，亲耳听过的神生命的道。
Now we fellowship with you with them.
我们就在这里面能够有相交。
Brothers and sisters, God's word is so high.
神的话是那样高高在天。
And yet God's word is so near to you and to so near to me.
但神的话也是那样在你我的里面。
And that ought to be something, if we are wise, that's something we have to see.
如果我们真是有智慧的话，我们要有这样的看见。
Now, Francis, I have to move on. Let me talk about, there is a particular important angle we look at the Bible.
我们要继续的来看下去。
This whole thick book of Word of God.
这么厚的这一本圣经。
When we read it, there is a look angle.
如果我们读的时候，我们有这样的角度来看。
The angle is that the writer of the book comes from God.
这本书是从神那里来的。
And God is eternal.
神是永存的。
He actually has a purpose.
他是有他的旨意。
Now, if you believe that he has a purpose,
如果你相信他有一个旨意,
then you started being able to read the Bible.
那你就开始能够读圣经。
Now, you know that his purpose is not only in his loving Jacob, he also wants Jacob to be Israel.
你知道他的旨意不单只他爱雅各，他还要雅各有一天要成为以色列。
He gave him an expectation.
他给他他在他身上有一个期待。
And he wants him to represent him.
他要他来能够代表。
He wants the whole people to represent him.
他要他整个的百姓来代表他。
Now he said one day, the whole earth will be filled with my glory.
他说有一天全地要充满我的荣耀。
So when you see that he is a God of purpose,
你就看到他是那位有旨意的神。
Now the Old Testament becomes open to you.
旧约就向你打开。
Now this passage we have read so many times in Isaiah.
就是在以赛亚书里面这句话。
If you don't see him as a God of purpose, you only see him as a farmer.
如果你没有看到这位有旨意的神，你只是看到他是一个农夫。
And he will take care of your camellia in your backyard.
他就是照顾你园子里面的茶花。
But you see him as the eternal God.
如果你看到他是永在的神，
who has a purpose.
他有他的旨意。
He has a purpose for his people.
他在他百姓当中有他的旨意。
Then you know he said these things not lightly.
你就知道他不是随便的讲这些话。
Then you started to touch his heart.
你就会摸到他的心。
Then you started to be brought into his thought.
你就会带到他的意念里面去。
Then the whole history of Israel makes sense.
所以以色列整个的历史在你里面就有意义。
Then the whole history of New Testament has a prospect.
你就看到整全部的新约里面有他的一个讲法。
Has a future.
就有一个前途。
Has a hope.
就有一个希望。
Because our GodIs a God of purpose.
因为我们的神是有他旨意的神。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you must have heard it many, many times.
你可能听了很多次。
The eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意。
Indeed, because God is eternal, His purpose is eternal.
因为神是永远的，所以他有永远的旨意。
His purpose is consistent.
他的旨意是不改变的。
And 3,000 years ago, to Abraham was like that.
3,000年前对亚伯拉罕是如此。
3,000 before Christ to Abraham was like that.
哦，这是主前三千年对亚伯拉罕是这样。
When our Lord Jesus comes, the same purpose.
当主耶稣来的时候是同样的旨意。
Today the same purpose.
今天还是这个旨意。
Now sometimes I see my grandson.
有的时候我看我的孙子。
They must feel that Dad, why are you so harsh on me?
啊，他就说，父亲，为什么你对我们这么严格。
Now you see their grandpa and grandma.
你看看我们的祖父祖母。
Now, every time when the little kid was kind of punished by his dad,
当这些孩子们被他们父亲管教责罚的时候
，and this grandpa would feel that, you know, he's not that bad. Why are you so harsh to him?
这个爷爷奶奶说，这孩子不是很坏吗？为什么你要对他这么严厉
？And his grandma would say,
他的祖母说。
Not really say, because we dare not say anything.
因为我们不敢说呀。
His grandma would say to me.
他的祖母就对我说。
Oh, this is too much, too much.
这个太过分了，太过分了。
You know, we all are very thoughtful. We all think for our grandson.
我们都是那样的来关心我们的孙子。
And yet, one of these days.
有一天。
When my grandson grows up.
有一天。我的孙子长大了。
He will really appreciate that.
他一定非常的感激他的父亲。
And he will be thankful that his dad treat him not like his grandfather treat him.
他非常的谢谢他的父亲不像他的爷爷那样宠他。
And he will realize.
他会发现
But his father has a purpose on him.
他的父亲在他身上有一个旨意。
Every time he was sent to stand on the corner.
每一次罚他站的时候。
Every time he was told no.
每一次对他说不可以。
His dad has a purpose.
他父亲有一个旨意。
The purpose that applies to his whole life.
那个旨意是影响到他的一生。
And sometimes his father would really harshly discipline him.
有的时候他的父亲很严厉地管教他。
And probably the tears will swallow. He will swallow the tears to discipline you.
那个眼泪在他肚子里面流啊。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
our God is a God of purpose.
我们的神是有他旨意的神。
He loves you and me.
他爱你也爱我。
And more than anything you know.
他爱我们胜过一切。
And yet he has a high hope for you and for me.
在你我的身上有一个很高的期待
It's more than you and I know.
是我们所不敏慧的
And this is how we ought to look at his word.
这也是为什么我们需要来读他的话
And the other thing, brothers and sisters, we have to see.
弟兄姊妹我们还有需要看的
Which is me. It is not possible for me to understand his word by myself.
我一个人没有办法能够明白
I'm only a flesh.
我只是血肉之体。
And I'm only flesh and blood. Yeah, brother.
我只是血肉之体。
And I always think for myself.
我只是为自己着想。
I only think those things around me.
我只是想我周围的事情。
The heavenly things are too far from me.
属天的事情对我来讲太遥远了。
And sometimes I don't even think it's right.
有的时候我觉得这些都不太对。
And flesh and blood.Cannot understand heavenly things.
血肉之躯不能够明白属天的事。
And yet our heavenly Father sees everything.
但是我们的天父却观察一切。
He only has a small book called Bible showing us.
他只给我们这一本圣经。
What he put in the Bible is the most important things.
他放在圣经里面的乃是最重要的事情。
If he has to use our language to speak to us,
如果他要用我们的话来向我们说
and convince us who are so hard to convince,
叫我们这些人能够相信是太困难的。
And then, as John said,
好像约翰所说
he said, the whole earth will be too small for to write about what Lord Jesus did.
整个世界都容不下耶稣所行的。
Yet the Lord packed the whole of His word in this little book.
神把他所做的功都塞在这本书里面。
So the language here is heavenly.
所以这里的言语乃是属天的。
It's deeper than we ever thought.
是超越我们能够想象的那么深。
It's higher than we ever know.
比我们所能够认识的更高。
It's wider than we ever know.
是比我们所知道的更宽。
We have to be humble before the Lord.
我们在主面前要谦卑下。
If I do not have wisdom,
我没有智慧。
I don't have wisdom.
我没有智慧。
But I can The book of James said that I can look to the Lord to ask for wisdom.
但是雅各书说，我们可以仰望主，求他赏赐智慧。
That he will for sure enlighten me.
他就会点亮我们。
As Paul says in Galatians.
保罗在加泰书里面告诉我们。
God is pleased to reveal his son in me.
神乐意把他的儿子启示在我心中。
That is our confidence.
就是我们的信心。
That this book I can understand.
我能够认识，我能够明白这一本书。
Because God is pleased to reveal his son to you and to me.
因为神乐意把他的儿子启示给你，启示给我。
So this is one thing.
这是一点。
Now, there are several things I think are important in our attitude.
我觉得还有一些啊，是我们在态度上我们觉得是非常重要的。If you want, you can speak until 12. So we skip the discussion session, okay? I think the brother say amen.
Are you sure? Okay.
So we'll skip the group sharing.
Sorry, very sorry. There are four things I want to mention about our attitude.
讲到我们的态度有四点。
First of all,
头一点，
God is always right.
神永远是对的。
He is absolutely right.
他是绝对的准确的。
It's just sometimes I don't understand.
很多时候只是我们不明白。
But he is absolutely right.
他是绝对的对。
And we have to take that attitude.
我们一定要有这样的态度。
You know, there's a person by the name of Job.
你知道约伯这个人。
Now, when you read Job, he really suffered.
约伯他实在受了许多的苦。
Now, for him, he is upright and shun evil.
你知道他在神面前是恨恶罪恶，绝对的正直。
Now, when all these bad things happen to him,
当这些灾难临到他的时候，
he didn't understand.
他不领会。
Now his friends come.
他的朋友来。
He says, it must be because you have sinned.
说你一定是犯个罪。
You must have sinned in secret.
你一定是在暗中犯罪。
Otherwise, these will not happen to you.
不然的话，这件事情怎么会临到你呢？
He said, no, 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 I don't think so.
他说我不是这样。
And the friend says, there must be this reason or that reason.
他的朋友说，或者是这个原因，或者是那个原因。
And he said, no, 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 that must not be the reason.
他说这不是理由。
But Lord, why do you do that to me?
好，主啊，你为什么叫我这样对我？
Why do you allow these things happen to me?
为什么你让这些事情允许发生在我身上？
And the Lord was silent.
主没有讲话。
But all along,
在这么长久的日子，
Job did not curse God.
约伯没有咒主神。
His wife came to say,
他的妻子对他说，
Look your pitiful condition.
看看你那个可怜的光景。
Why don't you curse God and die?
你为什么咒主神去死吧？
He said, No, I cannot curse God.
他说我不能够咒主神。
You know, he always respect the Lord.
他一直在那里尊重神。
But he doesn't understand why these things happen to me.
但他不明白为什么这些事情临到他。
When time goes on.
当时间这样过去。
And in his most serious darkness.
在他最厉害的黑暗的当中。
He saw that there is an advocate for me in heaven.
他在那里看到在天上有一个替他辩护的人。
And I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎者活着。
And at the last day, he will still stand.
在末日，他在那里为我站立。
Now even my flesh and my blood will decay.
我的血肉之体都会腐坏。
I still will see him.
我还要见他。
None other.You know, in his the deepest of his suffering,
在他苦难最 深的时候。
The Lord didn't say anything.
主没有对他说话。
But the Lord showed him this advocate.
主告诉他有一位拯救者。
中保，中保。
有一位中保。
Yeah. The Lord also showed him this redeemer.
主叫他看到这个救赎者。
The first man in the world ever have that thought.
在地上头一个人有这样的看见。
So finally, he realized that the Lord had something deeper for him.
所以最后他就明白主对他有更深的话。
He actually was very right.
他实在是非常的正直。
But the Lord God is even more right.
但是他的神比他更正直。
He is even more right. He is absolutely right.
他是绝对的正直。
So he said, you know, in the past, I have heard of you with my ears.
他说我从前风闻有你。
But now I see you with my eyes.
现在我亲眼看见你。
Now I repent in dust and ashes.
我厌恶自己在尘土和污秽中懊悔。
From that point on, he became a real servant of the Lord.
从那个时刻开始，他成为神真正的仆人。
The Lord asked his friends to go to Job for Job to pray for them.
所以主就叫他的朋友来见约伯，约伯为他们祷告。
And Job has a great attitude.
约伯有一个非常好的态度。
The attitude is God is always right.
他的态度乃是神永远是对的。
It's just that I don't understand.
只不过是我不明白。
But by his mercy, I understand.
因着他的怜悯，我能够知道。
And in his mercy, I saw his redeemer.
在他怜悯当中，我看到我的救赎主。
Wonderful.
奇妙。
And the psalm actually tells us.
诗篇告诉我们。
The secret of the Lord is with hope with those that fear him.
神向敬畏他的人没有秘密。
Right. And God has secret.
神有他的秘密。
I shouldn't say God has secret. God himself is whole secret.
因为神自己就是一个奥秘。
But if we fear him.
如果我们敬畏他。
If we respect him.
如果我们尊重他。
He will show us.He will let us know his secret.
他就让我们知道他的秘密。
You can say that the whole book is a secret.
你说整本的圣经是一个奥秘。
Now the biggest professor at the universities, they would not understand this. Unless they are a believer.
如果他不是一个信主的人，你们大学里面最大的一个教授，他不明白这卷书。
And the secret of God is with those who fear him.
神的奥秘是向着敬畏他的人打开。
The second point.
第二点。
We have to be willing to do his will.
我们要愿意行他的旨意。
And in John chapter 7, verse 17.
在约翰福音第七章十七节那里告诉我们。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们说
If you are willing to do the will of God,
说人若立志遵着他的旨意行
then you will know whether what I said is right or wrong.
就必晓得这教训是出于神的。
Yeah, is of God or of myself.
或者就必能够晓得是出于人的还是出于神的。
So when sisters hear the Lord says something very interesting.
在这里主说得非常的清楚。
For us,Lord, I have to understand before I believe you.
对于我们来说，我们在信你以前，我们一定要明白。
Yeah, before I understand, I mean, I have to understand first before I do.
我一定要清楚，我才能够行。
Yeah, but here the Lord says, if you are willing to do.
主说，如果你愿意遵着我的旨意而行，
then you will understand.
那你才能够明白。
It is the opposite.
正好是反相反的。
About heavenly things.
关于属天的事情是这样。
You have to be willing to do.
你首先要愿意去行。
Then you will understand.
你才能够明白。
You don't say these things about other. You don't say this word about anything else.
这个原则不能够用在其他的事情上。
But we are talking about the word of God.
因为我们现在是讲到神的话。
We are talking about God himself.
我们是讲到神自己。
Yeah, because I believe him.
因为我信他。
Because I trust him.
因为我信靠他。
Because I'm willing to do His will.
因为我愿意遵他的旨意而行,
and therefore, He will make me understand.
所以他就使我能够明白。
So, brothers and sisters, remember this.
弟兄姊妹,你要记住这一点。
Our brothers sharing yesterday afternoon.
昨天下午我们的弟兄的交通,
the Lord gave him this word, be still, for I am God.
主把这句话给他, 你要安静。 要知道我是神。
For 7 years, he understands this word deeper and deeper and deeper.
7年之久, 他越来越深地领会这句话。
Why this word is so important to him? Why this word is so is such a pleasure for him?
为什么这些话对他来讲是那么重要？
Because he has set in his heart to do the will of God.
因为他心里面决定 要遵行神的话。
Now, Ezra,
以斯拉,
in the history, probably the best Bible student.
在历史里面最好的圣经学者。
Ezra,
以斯拉,
Ezra chapter 7, it says.
以斯拉第七章那里告诉我们,
verse 10.
以斯拉七章第十节那里告诉我们,
says, Ezra, since his youth.
以斯拉自幼,
yeah. I mean, since his youth is my word. I didn't say that. But Ezra, he has destined his heart to study the word of God and to do it.
以斯拉定制考察遵行耶和华的律法。
To do it.
去遵行。
It is because Ezra has this heart to do it.
因为以斯拉有一个心智去遵行。
The Lord made him understand his word.
所以神 就叫他明白他的话。
So, brothers and sisters, it's so important that when we come to the Word of God, we have to humbly tell the Lord, Lord, if you reveal this thing to me, I will do it.
神的话是那样的清楚。 我们要有一个态度, 说啊, 你把你的旨意向我打开, 我一定遵行。
The third point.
第三点,
living sacrifice.
活祭。
Now we are all familiar with the Roman chapter 12, verse 2.
我们都非常的熟悉罗马书12章第一、第二节。
Yeah. Brothers, I beseech you by the mercies of God to offer your bodies a living sacrifice.
弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
And this is a good service to the Lord, a spiritual service to the Lord.
是圣洁是神所喜悦的,
and in the second verse it says, the second verse it says,
第二节那里说,
it says, let your mind be transformed.
让你们心意更新而变化,
and renew, yes. And renew.
只要心意更新而变化,
and to examine.
叫你们查验,
what is the perfect and pleasing will of God?
何为神善良全权可喜悦的旨意?
Now, this word, 可喜悦, 我们中文叫做可喜悦, intrigued me.
这个可喜悦,
pleasing word, will.
这个可喜悦的旨意,
some translation says perfect will.
有的翻译本说是那个完全的旨意,
some says pleasing.
有的说是可喜悦的旨意.
You know, as once it clicked to me, this word pleasing, you ask yourself the question, pleasing to whom?
这个可喜悦, 是对谁可喜悦?
Is it to God?
是向着神?
Of course.
是神喜悦的吗?
This is His will. Of course it's pleasing to Him.
当然是, 因为是他的旨意, 当然是他所喜悦的。
But when we offer ourselves a living sacrifice,
当我们把自己, 身体献上当作活祭,
and when our mind be transformed and renewed,
当我们的心意更新而变化,
our thinking is different.
我们的想法会不一样。
Our priority is different.
我们的
Our understanding is different.
我们的认识了解会不一样。
Our attitude is different.
我们的态度会不一样。
At the end, you'll find
最后你会发现,
the will of God
神的旨意,
is pleasing to me.
也是我所喜悦的。
It's pleasing to me.
也是我所喜悦的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
is the will of God pleasing to you?
神的旨意, 你喜悦吗?
Do you like it?
你喜欢吗?
Are you happy with it?
你真是满意吗?
Or is it just something that's forced on you?
或者只是, 压在你身上的。
You feel you're compelled to do.
你发现你是被逼去做的。
No, when we offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
不是这样，当你把自己身体献上的时候，
When I'm willing to have my mind being renewed and transformed.
当我愿意我的心意更新而变化的时候，
The grace of God comes to me.
神的恩典临到我。
I started to like His word.
我就开始喜欢。
I started to like His will.
我还是喜欢他的旨意。
Remember the verse we read in Psalm, in the first Psalm.
弟兄姊妹，记得诗篇第一篇里面的话。
It says, "Blessed are those, or blessed is he who is delighted in the word of God."
这里说。
In the law of the Lord.
为喜爱耶和华律法，这也是这人变为有福。
Delight.
这人有福。
Happy.
喜爱。
Blessed.
祝福。
Pleased.
喜欢。
The word of God becomes pleasing to me.
神的话成为你所喜悦。
I like it.
我喜欢。
I cannot be without it.
我没有它不行。
And I drive from work to home in my car, and I think about the word of God.
下班回家开车，我一直在默想神的话。
And I shed my tears when I think the Lord is so sweet.
当我想到主是那么甘甜，我流奶妹。
This is our brother's testimony.
这是我们弟兄的见证。
Brothers and sisters, when our heart is transformed.
当我们的心意变化。
Mind is transformed.
当我们的心思变化。
After I offer ourselves to be a living sacrifice.
当我把自己向身体献上。
We start to be pleased with His will.
里面就开始喜悦他的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, if you forget whatever I said today, don't forget this.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要忘记我所今天讲的话，你不要忘记这句。
Blessed is he who is delighted in the word of God.
为喜爱耶和华律法的，这人变为有福。
And when we offer ourselves a living sacrifice,
当我们把自己当作活祭献上，
my mind is transformed.
我的心意变化。
I started to be pleased with His will.
我就开始因他的，就我开始喜悦他的旨意。
What He likes becomes what I like.
他所喜欢的就是我所喜欢的。
Now when he is sad, I am sad.
当他忧伤的时候，我也忧伤。
Now I can really have communion with Lord Jesus.
我实在能够跟我的主有交通。
When he weeps, I weep.
当他流泪的时候，我也流泪。
When he is joyful, I can be joyful.
当他喜乐的时候，我也喜乐。
We thank the Lord. It is possible for us to be pleased with His will.
感谢主，喜悦神的旨意是可能的。
The last point.
最后一点。
We have to love God.
我们要。爱神。
The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15.
在约翰福音十四章十五节那里告诉我们。
If you love me, keep my commandment.
如果你爱我，就遵守我的诫命。
And then in John chapter 14, verse 20.
在十四章二十节那里告诉我们。
If you love me, keep my logos.
说，你若爱我，你就遵守我的话。
So there's a difference. There's the commandment.It talks more about we obey him.
这里说到我们遵守他的命令。
And then the keep his word, keep his logos is bigger.
要遵守他的话，这是更广泛。
Because his logos is his whole book.
因为他的话是整卷的书。
Now the Lord says, if you love me.
主说：“如果你爱我
，you know, keep this whole logos.
你要遵守整卷的神的话。
This is His order.
这是他的命令。
This is also His promise.
这也是他的应许。
If we love Him,
如果我们爱他
，we will love His word.
我们就爱他的话。
Who in the world likes to hear this thing, the eternal purpose of God?
谁愿意听神永远的旨意这句话？
Yet among many Christians, when they hear, in a lot of other groups, when they hear this thing called eternal purpose of God, it comes in one ear, goes out in the other ear.
但很多基督徒来讲，他们听到神永远的旨意，若入又有出。
It doesn't really mean too much.
对他们来讲没有意义。
But to you and me.
但对于你跟我。
The eternal purpose of God means a lot.
神永远的旨意是那么的重要。
And this is the center of the logos.
因为这是神话语的中心。
You know, when we go, when we go from a baby to a son,
当我们从婴孩长成为成为一个儿子
，You have to be grasped by the eternal purpose of God.
你一定要被神永远的旨意抓住。
Now, if you love Him,
如果你爱主
，You will keep His logos.
你会遵守他的话。
What I, my point is this.
我的意思乃是说
，If you don't love the Lord Jesus.
如果你不爱主耶稣
，Eternal purpose of God means nothing to you.
对神永远的旨意对你来讲没有意义
，not important，
不重要
，I don't have to know，
我不需要知道
，it's just a saying，
只是一个说法。
But if you love the Lord，
如果你爱主
，the eternal purpose of God is absolutely important to you。
神永远的旨意对你是绝对的重要。
So we thank the Lord，
我们感谢主。
The Lord gives us a way，
主给我们。一个道路。
If you love me,
如果你爱我
，keep my logos，
遵守我的命令。
Thank the Lord，
感谢主。
My last thing I want to say，
我最后一点。
To know the Word of God is a lifelong endeavor。
认识主的话是一生的事情。
Paul, after he has written many books,
保罗当他写了许多的书信之后
，he came to writing to Philip to the Philippians.
他写到腓立比书的时候
，he was in chain.
他那个时候是在锁链的当中。
The latter part of his life
是在他。生命末了的一段路。
He has written Romans.
他已经写罗马书。
He has written the Thessalonians.
他已经写了帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
He has written the Corinthians.
他也写了哥林多前后书。
And he says there in the Philippians, chapter 3.
所以在腓立比书三章那里告诉我们。
That I may know him.
使我认识基督。
For such a person who has been with the Lord for such a history.
他认识主那么深的经历。
And he has been so beneficial for brothers and sisters.
他实在成为弟兄姊妹的益处。
And he said, Lord, I have not known you enough.
他对主说，我认识你认识的不够。
I want to know you more.
使我认识你更多的认识。
I want to really know you.
我要真正的认识你。
So, brother and sister, may that be in our spirit too.
弟兄姊妹，愿意我们有这样的心思。
To know the Lord.
认识主。
To know His word.
去认识他的话。
To discover Him.
去了解他。
发现他。
去发现他。
To discover the preciousness of His word.
去发现他话语的宝贵。
It's a lifelong endeavor for us.
这是我们一生的旅程。
Lastly.
最后。
There's a verse in First Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面的话。
Despise not prophetic uttering.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
Now, in plain word, that simply says, on Sundays when brothers share to you, do not despise that.
简单来讲，主日当弟兄们在这里讲道的时候，不要藐视这些话。
And you say, oh, this I have read before. I know this.
你说我读过，我知道这些话。
So when before you even start, I know what you're going to say.
你还没有讲，我就知道你要讲什么。
No, you are reading this Isaiah chapter 37.
你一开始就读以赛亚37章。
Yeah, I know this take root downward and bear fruit upward.
我知道你要讲向下扎根，向上结果。
You know, if you allow me, I can give you a message.
你给我有机会，我也会讲。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，The Bible tells us, despise not these things.
弟兄姊妹。圣经告诉我们说，不要藐视这样的讲论。
Every Sunday，
每一个主日
，when some brothers comes up，
当弟兄们站起来
，to share，
来分享
，there's the burden that the Lord has entrusted to him，
是主放在他们里面的负担。
He may be eloquent， he may be not，
他的口才可能好，可能不好。
It does not matter，
这不重要。
But there's one word， there's one thought that the Lord wants to give to you，
但是让一定有。一句话，有一个 思想主要记着他给你的。
Do not despise the brother.
不要藐视这个弟兄。
Do not despise what he said.
不要藐视他的讲论。
And you have to pray to the Lord.
你要向主祷告。
When he's winding.
当他在那里转来转去。
When he talks too long.
啊，当他讲得太长气了。
You say, Lord.
主啊。
What do you want this brother to tell me?
主啊，你叫这个弟兄向我说什么？
No, I'll just rest that on this point.
我愿意就停在这里。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, your heart and mind toward us is so noble and so high.
主啊，你的话，你的心意向着我们是那么崇高。
Lord, we are encouraged that it pleases you to reveal your Son in us.
我们实在觉得这样的得经历，因为你乐意将你的儿子启示在我们心中。
Lord, there are things that you have given us that we are not able to share tonight. I mean, to this morning.
主啊，你给了我一些的话，我早上没有分享出来。
Lord, you forgive me.
主啊，你赦免我。
Lord, but continue to speak to us.
求你继续的向我说话。
That we will love your word.
我们真是要喜悦你的话。
That we will not be like that generation.
我们不愿意像那个世代。
Who does not know you?
他们不知道你。
Or what you have done.
他们也不知道你所行的。
Make us like Ezra.
叫我们能够像以斯拉。
Who set his heart to study your word.
他把他的心思放在你话语的里面。
And to do it.
去遵行你的话。
And to teach Israel.
然后教训以色列人。
Lord, we thank you, your word is so precious to us.
我们感谢你，你的话对我们极为宝贵。
Give us a willingness to uphold it.
给我们有一个这样高举你话语的心。
To the highest place of our heart.
在我们心思里面，这是最重要的。
To the highest place in our midst.
在我们当中，你的话是最重要的。
And to the highest place, even in the people of the world.
叫世人也觉得你的话是最宝贵的。
Lord, we thank you.
我们感谢你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.